Again, ladies and gentlemen, we need to raise the flag.
A large crowd assembled around the bare white flagpole just outside headquarters, awaiting the arrival of President Mahmoud Abbas, who just told the UN General Assembly that Palestine would no longer be bound by its existing peace accords with Israel. With an interpreter on hand, he said this ceremony was a moment of celebration.
In this historical moment in the march of the struggle of the Palestinian people towards freedom and independence, I say to my people everywhere, raise the flag of Palestine very high, because it is the symbol of our Palestinian identity.
So the Palestinian flag has been hoisted on this quite grey afternoon here at UN headquarters. It's not at the front of the building where all the full nation states flags fly. It's at the rear in a garden. But as the president of Palestine said, it's a very proud moment for the entire Palestinian people and one that they intend to celebrate every September the 30th from now on.
We can be under no illusion that this ceremony represents the end goal. Achieving Palestinian statehood requires decisive action to advance national unity.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon stood by President Abbas and called for the ceremony to signify a new beginning.
Now is the time to restore confidence by both Israelis and Palestinians for a peaceful settlement and, at last, the realization of two states for two peoples.
So there are a lot of Palestinians and supporters from around the world who are still here taking photographs of themselves, taking selfies near the flag. And I've just met one Palestinian-American man who's travelled quite a long way to be here today.
My name is Naeem Khatoum. I live in Chicago.
Oh, in Chicago, okay.
We flew all the way here just to see this historical moment.
It's obviously of great symbolic value to all Palestinians, but is it really anything more than that at this stage, when obviously the politics is all still to be decided?
We hope, you know, we always hope. With Israelis, you know, nothing new. It's always, you know, tomorrow and the future. It just, we hope, you know, we get together and live peace with the Israelis, the Palestinians.
Israel and the United States were among the handful of countries who voted against allowing the flag to be raised, with a large majority in favour. The Vatican, which is the only other non-member observer state, was also given the right to raise its flag at the UN. Both will now fly at the front of headquarters. Matthew Wells at the United Nations.